Hi, this is Lisa from Connecting with Angels Telesummit. Well, today is our last speaker, and I'm so delighted to be talking to Glenys Bourne. Glenys is one of the two artists that we've used throughout the website. She's the main artist, and she's painted that wonderful picture on our banner, the beautiful turquoise angel. Who I see as Angel Jophiel, and I felt the energy of Angel Jophiel telling me to organise this telesummit, and I saw the pictures that Glenys had. That was the one that called to me. And Glenys captures in her art something. She captures the essence of what I see when I see angels. I could never describe it, I could never find a visual that came close to actually sharing with other people what I could see in my mind's eye. And when I found Glenys's art, it's just been so supportive and such a delight. And I was just so grateful when I contacted Glenys asking if I could feature her art on for this event and also ask her to be part of it. So she was very, very happy to use the for us to use the art, and we've used it through the website but also on the postcards. Now, I'm not sure if you've joined this telesummit while it's been going and not beforehand, you'll have missed these angelic postcards. The angels literally came forward and told me they wanted to send postcards to people about the event that was coming, and so for 10 days prior to the event kicking off, I chose an image either from Glenys or from our other artist, which is Everyday Angels. And literally, they stepped forward and downloaded a message for each of the days. We have decided to offer this set of postcards with the beautiful messages and the images as a special ebook, which I'll tell you about at the end. But so if you had missed them, don't worry, they're not gone forever because they're so beautiful. But when I spoke to Glenys and asked her if she would appear on the telesummit, she was a little reluctant. And I understand that. Not everybody wants to come on public events and speak about what happens in their interaction with angels. Sometimes it's private. And I really respected that. But I also felt that she had the most amazing story. So I asked if I could speak to her and understand more about her story so that I could share it with you in a sort of second-hand way. So we arranged to have a conversation. Now, Glenys is in Australia, and she's just got this most amazing story. So I started asking her questions, and I did record the interview because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to talk about it later because I would forget and I wouldn't be able to do it justice. Well, as we were speaking, the energy on the call, as with all the speakers, the energy takes over, and I just realized that, oh my goodness, how am I going to do justice to this energy, to this story, and to this this different dimension that Glenys brings. So when we got to the end of the interview, I asked her whether I could share sections of the talk that we'd just had, and she was fine about that. Obviously, I wasn't trying to trick her, and it's with her full approval that she's happy for us to share. I think she felt the energy of the angels with us through the conversation as much as I did. And so this is a slightly different interview. I'm going to start off, I'm going to play you sections. There's only two real sections of it. Most of it's quite uninterrupted, and it's very similar to what you've been listening to. But you just need to know that this isn't live, this was recorded. And really, I started off by just asking her about how it all began. You just need to know a little bit of background about Glenys. She's been an artist all her life. She followed her passion and became an art teacher and worked a lot with children. But it wasn't until she came across a yoga teacher who started to talk to her about spiritual matters that things started to open up and make sense. She'd always been intuitive but didn't quite understand how that fitted together. And then gradually the angels came into her life, as you'll hear about. But 5 years ago, she got very, very ill and was sent home from hospital to die with a seemingly incurable illness. She'd had five successive operations and she had a perforated bowel and there seemed to be no hope for a cure at all. But this is where the angels intervened. She's now well. She's got amazing energy levels. Her health and her happiness are completely restored. And she's realised that the angel pictures, and through these angel pictures that she paints, she captures that angelic energy. So where the pictures are hanging, that angelic energy comes into the room. And because of Glynis's experience when she was so ill, she has got her pictures hanging in medical centres and healing centres all through the world. And people there are experiencing the benefits of angelic healing when they don't even need to know about what's going on. They're just feeling that angel presence coming out from the painting to bring them peace and relief, support and healing. And as I'm speaking, I'm sitting under that beautiful image, the one that captivated me. It's hanging on my wall and has been here all through this Chalice Summit. And I'm sure that that's contributed to the wonderful feelings that we've had all throughout this wonderful event. So with that context, I just want to introduce this conversation. And I'm going to start by asking Glynis how it all began for her right at the beginning as a child growing up in Australia and how she started to paint. So sit back and listen.
I painted the scenery. I painted things I could see.
Yeah.
I didn't do abstracts or anything much like that, but I really can't remember very well. It's a very long time ago, but I remember doing sort of still lifes, and I used to take my paints when I visited my great-grandmother who lived in this beautiful little village. It was called Loch, so I guess it looked like the Scottish Highlands. It was really beautiful. And I used to take them and, you know, go out and paint from nature. I did that. I was probably about 13, 14 when I was doing that.
Right. So you didn't ever paint... You know, the first time you painted angels, was that was when, you know, on your story you talk about when you were 15 years ago. You didn't do anything with angels before that?
No, and I actually, when I went to art school, the painting stopped, as it did for a lot of us who, we were intuitives, you see. Ah. And when you go and learn about painting and drawing and go to art school, they don't treat you like intuitives. They say, plan it. You know, compose a picture and stuff like that, and of course it doesn't work for people like me. And it was very, a lot of us found it difficult. A lot of people stopped painting after going, you know, to tech to learn about art. Yes, so and I was one of those. But I was into sculpture then. I used to do sculptures and things like that. And I've always done something, you know, even when I had children, I've always done, little bits of art, whether it was enamelling or whatever. But yes, the angels just came out of nowhere. But I was already into alternative therapies and spirituality.
So let me just get the timeline. So you did lots of painting, then you went to art school and they sort of...
Oh.
They did sort of...
And that just ruined it.
Yeah, ruined it. I really understand that.
Yes, and it did, but there were lots of us. You know, when I look back, a lot of the young artists, it was ruined for them too.
Mm. And then you went into teaching. Is that how what happened next?
Yes, so I became an art teacher, and I taught for a while, and then and then I had children, had four kids,
wow.
And they were my godsend. And so I was always creative. You know, a very creative mum, so they did lots of painting and drawing and making of things and that sort of thing.
So I then asked Glynis a little bit more about her children, and it was really through her children that she started to get back in touch with spirituality, or rather in touch with understanding about it for the very first time. Well, as she was seeking some help for one of her children, she actually encountered, through a very strange route like all of us do, a wonderful yoga teacher. And she went to two yoga classes, and as she was in these classes, the yoga teacher was explaining concepts to Glynis that she'd never heard before. Things like reincarnation, things about how your children choose you as a parent, and it really opened Glynis's eyes. So she did two of these classes, and then she went back to do the third one and heard that the day before she had died. And she was devastated, because it was as if she'd only just opened the door to all this information that she was so keen to hear about. And yet there she was no longer there. So I'll just let Glynis carry on with the rest of the call.
I felt like she'd waited for me. It was the most peculiar thing. And she told me everything in a group, you know, that I needed to know. Things I was introduced to reincarnation and, you know, how spiritual life works very different, because I'd never had that sort of education. There was nothing in our family or, you know, in my education about that, although I was intuitive and quite psychic, really.
Mm.
You know, just to play little games with it and that sort of thing, but nothing major. Yeah.
Mm.
And so I had two sessions with her, and I just couldn't wait to get back the third time. I couldn't go. I just couldn't go. And my friend rang the next morning and said that she died.
Oh.
And it was like in two sessions, it's like I felt like she'd waited for me to come to tell me these, you know, all, well, they were like secrets in those days. No one talked about that sort of thing, yeah.
Goodness
me. It's amazing.
And how old were you about that time?
My son was about 10, so I was probably 34, 35, something like that.
Wow, so that was the beginning of waking you up.
That was the beginning, yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I did go to yoga, which was completely different. Her yoga was different from the normal sort of thing. Then from there to Reiki, which...
Yeah, I'm a Reiki master.
I love Reiki. Yeah. Reiki is the beginning, really, of really getting into it, of the connection to spirit, the real connection to spirit.
Yeah.
To me, I just love it. And then flower essences, and I love flower essences, and I still make flower essences.
Yeah.
Make them from the flowers, and I have made my own for over 20 years, really. And then I began to paint the angels, you know, just one night, just as I said in the book, just came. But I've always been, whenever I did any artwork, it's been like a deep meditation, you know.
Yes. Describe how you do it. Do you sort of sit meditating first?
Or? It's just I don't really sit with anything in mind, and it happens in different ways. Is what I wanted to say to people, and you know, some people might have a burning ambition, you know, to paint, and my message then would be just begin, you know, and take no notice of what you actually produce. You know, if you begin like a child, you know, with a just paint for pleasure, because painting really is therapeutic. It's a way of clearing out. and healing. And so at first when you begin your paint, you know, what you may not like what you paint, and that's fine. You know, if you expect that, you probably won't. You won't have beautiful things, but keep painting. Just keep doing it. Just begin and let it, you know, just come to you. Just do what feels right.
Mm.
And eventually I think you clear out enough, you know, and if particularly if, I found the Reiki, the spiritual connection through that, I think, is when I began then to be able to paint the angels who came to me unexpectedly. But nothing was forced. You know, I didn't set out to do anything in particular, and I still don't.
Mm.
When I paint, I might just feel, you know, because I paint digitally now.
Okay.
With a computer.
Yeah.
Which was another huge thing, because I had never learned or anything. It just sort of happened again that I just started to play with a couple of the paintings that I scanned into the computer, and that's where that all came from.
Okay, I want to ask you about that, but can I just go back to the painting piece about...
Yeah.
So did you...
How do I do?
I'm just thinking about when the angels came. So did you go into meditation to start with, or were you just painting and then are you in sort of a trance, or are you just very peaceful, or what happens?
Well, whenever I do anything, like when I used to do ceramic sculpture, it was the same thing. And I always felt that there was something very special, like the sculptures that I produced too. And later on, I realised that it's what I was feeling was energy, you know. So,
right.
So when I begin, I just begin. And I always, I guess it's almost like a trance, and I've always been like this, because you just go into what you're doing, nothing else, you know, you don't really hear anything, and you just do it, and you're completely engrossed in it. And so it's like it is a meditation in itself.
Yeah.
So when I began and to just play with the paints, I just go, you know, went into a sort of deeply relaxed space, I suppose, and that's what I produced. So it is a form of meditation, but the actual act of creation is a meditation for me. Go on.
So did you just find that you'd painted angels, or were you aware of angels sort of being around you?
I hadn't really thought much about angels. I mean, I was aware of, you know, sort of spirit and energy, you know, and I always was able to feel, say, if I went into a church, I could feel the energy.
Yeah.
But I guess I wouldn't have given it a name. I'm not a great one for naming things.
Yeah.
Or looking at things in an intellectual sort of way. I'm one of these feeling sort of people. So, I just knew it was a beautiful, it just felt like a beautiful energy to me. And it was only when I actually painted these angels that I realised that, you know, they were angels.
Right.
And then my life changed. Incredibly.
So tell me about that.
Well, I'd become a Reiki master, which I think really ups the connection, as you would know.
Yeah.
And also, I feel with Reiki, because everything that you do, I think when you've done Reiki and you really, it feels like an absolute part of life. Everything you do is connected. You do it in a connected way, connected to spirit. And that's what, to me, seems to be the most important part of healing and painting and anything that anyone does. If you're connected to the higher realms, I'd say, or the angelic realms, whatever you like to call it, then it has an energy about it. And I've always worked with energy. I realise that because I did that with flower essences. The flower essences that I made were particularly potent and because they were very energetic, and I just realised that spirit has been working with me in this way, mm-hmm. and I'm able to do this. And I think we can all do it, but the Reiki was incredibly helpful, because you just go about your business, and whatever it is that you do is healing. It carries a fairly high vibrational energy.
Yeah. It's so special. I mean, and you really have captured.
And it teaches you, you see. I'm not, I've read books and spiritual books, but then I just put the books down, really, and I just learn from, you know, guidance, really. Mm.
So, I mean, I read the piece in your story about how suddenly all these words just came pouring out, and you just sat there all through the night, and that's just must have been an amazing experience.
Well, it was, and it wasn't really at night, and it was really quite funny, because my daughter had really, really nagged me. She was like, she saw these angel pictures, and she knew, she's highly intuitive, that I should be doing something with them. She told me they were more important than anything else that I was doing, and that was way back. Anyway, I sat down to do them, and I was rather bullied into it. And the words, just single words for the cards came. And that was, you know, enough. And then I made the cards, and they refused to print. And this is something that's always happened. If the angels aren't happy, if they want me to do something else, they show you in various ways,
yes.
You know, as you know that.
Yes.
But nothing will print, or, you know, printers are very susceptible to angelic energy. and angels have got a great sense of humour.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
So I'd made the little cards for her, and people loved them, and then I couldn't make any more. And I knew in my bones that there was something more, but I didn't really want it, because I'm not a typist, and I don't particularly like writing much. But I finally got the message and went and sat down at the computer. It was just one afternoon, and I looked at the words that I had, and each word I looked at, a message just came through. And I actually, that the whole book that I did came through in that afternoon.
Wow.
All of the messages, and I got so frustrated. I mean, it was so beautiful. I had tears rolling down my cheek.
Yeah.
But I couldn't keep up with the typing. I'm terrible typist. and I sort of stopped and threw my hands up in the air, you know, and said, you know, these won't fit on cards, you know, so I was getting frustrated with myself for not being able to type. And that's when this little voice said it was a book, and I couldn't believe it, honestly. And again, I hadn't set out to do it. You know,
yeah.
It's guidance, really.
Mm.
It was quite strong guidance, because I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Wow. It is amazing. It's amazing. And what I really love the things that you say about the angels have the sense of humour, because I've really found that they're not like... Some people talk about angels as if they're something, you know, miles away, and they know all the facts about them. And really what I feel is they're just sort of my friends. There's tremendous respect.
Yeah.
But yeah. And they laugh and joke with you as if to sort of say, oh, well, you know, you messed that one up, didn't you? And you're going to have another go now. It's sort of like, okay, is this what you really like? Is this really angels? But, more people I speak to who also work with them closely, they all say the same thing, that they've got this fantastic sense of humour.
Incredible sense of humour, and they love it when you're enjoying yourselves, whether you're having a coffee, if you like to drink a wine or anything. They enjoy it, I think, when people are enjoying their physical life, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, like, good to commune with angels, you know what I mean? They just enjoy our humanity.
Yes.
They do.
Fantastic.
And when I'm down at my angel gallery, which is really an incredible place, if I ever cook down there, gosh, the cooking is unbelievable.
Really?
Because of the energy there, and also they enjoy it.
Yes.
And they sort of put it extra in it. You know, and it's so funny, because if people walk in there, that don't understand angels. Say maybe a friend brings them in, and it's a big, you know, and they just sort of walk around with this sort of look on their face. The angels are so gentle that they don't actually, that these people just think they're paintings, you know, and that's all right. But if someone comes into that gallery and they're a healer or whatever, they just ramp up the energy so incredibly, you know.
Wow.
It's just incredible. I mean, I had a couple of... I'm off topic, but this is really funny. I had a couple of healers who came, who began to come for years, and I think they were just looking for a new healing centre and called in. And as we walked through the door and into the little passageway, and they stopped. I just felt the energy just ramped up, and they just stopped talking, just stopped in their tracks and stood. We all stood for about 10 minutes.
Wow.
And one of them said, "We're getting healing." And it was like incredible. We couldn't move. And finally, that, you know, sort of dissipated, and they walked all around and whatever. And then I took them out the back to have a look outside. I said, "Come on outside." And I said, "We get a lot of birds here, as you've seen if you've watched."
Yes, I have. Yeah, they all come in.
And I said, "It's really nice. We get a lot of lovely birds. You know, they like the energy." And we walked outside. And honestly, I have never seen anything like this. This huge flock of birds came in, liking the birds, and did like a loop. And then it was away over us. It was the most incredible thing. It was almost laughable. It was so incredible. And I thought, they were showing off.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, all that energy of all the angels in the paintings all just displayed in there. I mean, my goodness, it must be an incredible place.
It is. It's quite an... unusual and incredible, yes.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of visiting is very healing if that's what you want.
Mm. Do you get, when you start creating, do you know who it is that you're creating, or does it sort of come afterwards?
Now, it varies, I guess. Sometimes I've had sort of a yen to paint, say it was a Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And I began painting, and then very early on I realised, you know, it was a Madonna, and, you know, I knew what I was painting. But then I had a painting that I hadn't finished. It was only started, and one night I went in and was just looking through, and I saw it, and I started to work on it. This incredible energy came through. And I painted and painted like a mad thing, you know, until it was finished. The energy was incredible. And then I asked, and I often do, I'll do this if, you know, if I haven't known during it or before, who it was that I was painting. And it was Archangel Uriel.
Mm.
And it was incredible. The energy, and this voice said, "I'm Archangel Uriel. I am the light of God." And I didn't know there was an Archangel Uriel. I don't study angels.
Mm.
And I'm not, you know, sort of a religious person. And so I, afterwards, and I got a message which I've, you know, it's put out there. And he wanted me, and he told me to put this painting up on the web almost immediately. And I'd been struggling to do a blog, and suddenly it became very easy to do the blog, and I managed to do it, and I did put the painting up and the message. So afterwards, you know, they will often tell me, and I'll get a feel, but I can feel the energy when I'm painting. I can feel their energy, but I don't always have the name.
Yeah.
And the early paintings, I matched them up mostly to the messages that they were to go in the book, and sometimes I could do that. You know, I knew which was which.
Yeah.
Not always, only if I was in the right state of mind did I just do it.
Yeah.
And so they didn't actually have names. That was before Archangels. And it was later, after I opened up the gallery, that people wanted to know names. See, because that's not really the important thing. It's the energy that's important.
Exactly.
And it's not the properties. I wouldn't have a clue what properties the angels are supposed to have.
No, I'm the same.
It'll come through for people when they ask and that. But, I mean, I just often feel like saying, and they say, what does this angel do? And I say, whatever they like. I feel like saying that. Whatever they want to.
Yeah.
And I've actually had ones that said back to me the same thing. That was an ascended master, Lady Rowena, who I had no idea who she was. I did this incredible fast painting of this energetic being. And afterwards I asked who she was, and this incredible sort of deep and powerful voice said, "I am Rowena." And I had no idea who Rowena was.
Yeah.
And then I asked what she did, and it was like, you know, whatever I like. But then she did give me some information that she worked with nature and animals and the world, you know, to try and restore balance. But certainly they have personalities.
Yeah.
Is what I would say.
So now you create digitally. Do you do anything with paint, or is it completely digitally?
Almost completely digitally. Sometimes I will do a little bit of paint afterwards. Glitter. Because glitter and angels. So sometimes I'll just I'll use a bit of glitter, you know, sort of. So I'll do a little bit of hand finishing later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some people just love the glitter, and some of the, you know, it looks lovely with the angels. So but I do it completely digitally, and it's weird because. Well, I guess now that I'm very familiar, I had to move from a very simple program, is what I started with, to Photoshop. But now I'm familiar with the ins and outs, sort of. I'd use it just like I'm painting. I don't, you know, sort of use all the fiddly, difficult bits very much.
Mm.
And it's just like second nature. I'm very fast and I'm a whiz with the mouse. I can beat the kids at computer games.
Wow. So if someone wanted to try and do something like this digitally, what is it, the same sort of thing, just play and see what you can feel and just immerse yourself in it? And
absolutely, see what happens. Yeah.
So how do they know that they're actually connecting with a higher energy?
Well, it's the same, I think, with everything. It's the feeling you get from it.
Mm.
And it's the feeling you get when you're doing it.
Yeah.
So there's other way of knowing, really.
Yeah. I sort of think that with angels, it's like when you're trying to learn to drive. If you're remembering about, oh, I've got to press that pedal now, and then I've got to do this, and then I've got to do that, it's not... It's almost like you're trying too hard and you can't do it. But as soon as you relax and forget about all the ins and outs of what you're doing, then it sort of happens.
Absolutely. So just relax and let go. But, I mean, if you're starting digitally and you don't know what you're doing, there's going to be a period of learning, you know. So I just encourage people to just keep going until it's like driving a car, until they know what they're doing, you know, they don't have to think about it, you know, and then you can just use, it's just like painting with a brush, you know, in front of you with paint, you just do it. And, but you do have to relax and do it. But, you know, you could do a course and learn about Photoshop and that sort of thing. But I guess you do have to get to the stage where it's easy. But I just stress, just have fun, play with the tools and things, see what, you know, see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, what...
Because I just think children know, they know, it's like going back to being like a child.
Yes.
And playing with something. And so when you're playing, you're finding out how it works and all of that.
Yeah.
And unknowingly, really, you're opening up to the spiritual aspect.
I think you're absolutely right, because I think it is all about playing, and then you take off your expectations about getting a result. You can just, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't get anywhere. You've just had some fun. And I think that's when the magic happens, when you stop trying to
It does. It's like kids, you give them a bit of clay.
Yes.
And they'll play with it and they'll make things and they'll tell you stories and they'll do that and they'll be completely engrossed. And then they're quite happy to bang it down and, you know, and use it again the next day. It's not important what you create.
Yeah.
It's the act of creation and the connectedness, being connected.
Yeah, amazing. And you're finding that people just having your pictures in the room with them it sort of holds that energy and transmits it into that house, doesn't it?
It does, yes. And I mean, I was quite surprised with that, and it even happens really over the web. That's why they really wanted me to do, you know, sort of the blogs and get the paintings out through the web, because it's another way of sort of getting the energy out into the world.
Yes.
And they really do use it. It quite amazes me, some of the stories that I get back.
Really?
Of people. There's one lady who wrote an email. She bought a little picture, little wee Archangel Uriel off eBay, and wrote me an email. And I mean, I'm so privileged to get these incredible stories. And she'd been just diagnosed with MS, and she was only in her 30s with children. It was terrible, you know. And I wrote back to her. And then a few months later, she wrote again and said she'd been absolutely, she had to buy this picture. She'd been, you know, compelled to get it, and she got the picture. And that when she went back to her doctor, she was completely clear. Now, you can't say what it was. Nobody knows. But it was a wonderful healing experience for her, and she thought that it had something to do, you know, with the artwork, with the energy from it.
Yeah. I mean, when I see angels, but I don't see them. I see them and I don't see them. It's the strange. I see visions with them there, but it's almost like if they're out of the corner of my eye. So if I turn to look at them, I couldn't actually see them. And for so long, I've been trying to find. People were saying, "Well, why don't you try and draw what you can see?" And I just said, "I haven't got the capacity. The things that I see and the colours I see are so incredible. I can't get this down in any format. But when I look at your pictures, it's the closest that I can come to really capturing that incredible colour and light and an essence of something special. That's what I see. So I know that it's the same. It's the same thing. We're just coming at it from a different route.
I don't actually see angels like I paint. I don't see the angels. I mean, I'm aware of the light. I can feel them. I know they're there. And I don't actually see them in that form. But what happens is when I paint, their form comes through. And now if someone said to me, if I did see them like you, and I wanted to then paint them, I couldn't do it.
Yes.
I'm actually not a good enough artist, and I don't know if there's anyone out there who could actually see, you know, an angel psychically and then paint it. It'd have to be... And it's because they help with the painting. I can't do, you know, sort of the effects of shimmering gowns and things like that. They're beyond my ken.
Yeah.
It just happens. It's like magic.
It is like magic. I totally get that, because some of the things that I do with the angel healings that I do, I just sort of think, every time I finish anyone's healing, because I'm not doing it, I stop the healing and go, wow, wasn't that great?
Wow.
And I think the people must think that I'm mad, because, you know, you're not supposed to praise your own work, but it wasn't my work. And I'm just so excited by what I've just seen and what's just come through. And it feels magical.
It's so amazing, isn't it? And it's so beautiful. And I feel exactly the same way. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at, you know, the things that I've created. They're just co-creations, really.
Yes.
And they amaze me, so absolutely amazing. I look at them and think, my goodness, have I done this?
Yeah. Is it changing at all? Is the stuff you're doing, I mean, now you've moved to digital, is it moving on to something new?
Well, I don't paint so much. So it was angels then, a lot of archangels came through. And I still think there's more to come.
Yeah.
And then the videos are really important. Have you seen any of my videos?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, that's what I did want to say to you. Have a look. They want me to make it. So then I set out and to do it. I got a little bit of instruction from my husband, who just made a couple, and went down to Sanctuary, and I took my laptop, which is Vista program, and it's got a terrific version of Movie Maker on it. I didn't realise at the time, and I just went down there and started to play with the images and some music and whatever. And after about 10, I can work like for 10, 12 hours, like completely engrossed, and produced the first video, which was to a chant. That's another thing I love, is the Sanskrit chanting, kirtan.
Wow.
It's another way to connect to God very easily.
Yes.
Yes, and so that was the beginning of that, and from then on I've just been able to do them. And this particular Movie Maker in Vista is just perfect for what I want to do. And so I've got about 14 videos now.
Gosh.
And they're healing. It's healing videos. They're meditational, with music and the angels virtually dancing the paintings.
Oh, wow.
You must have a look. And there's some... I took one of Sanctuary, which is a bit long and it's a bit wobbly, a bit amateurish, and I've just replaced it with one that I made just from photos. But there's a magpie that used to come to Sanctuary. I haven't seen her later, but I've actually got a video of her, this magpie. She started to meet me at the car when I got there, and she wanted to come inside. If I left the doors open, she'd sneak inside, and we've had a few disasters with her and three others who snuck inside, and I had the curtains drawn. And if, you know, they got up on something that fell over, they'd fly everywhere.
Yeah.
So a few magpie rescued. But this particular, the next day, because I didn't have my phone the first day, that she met me at the car, and she came in and walked all around the gallery looking at the paintings and walked out. And this is a magpie that is a wild one. When she comes, I'd give her a little tidbit, but I hadn't trained her in any way. So I had my camera this day, and I've got a 6-minute video from when I get out of the car to when she walks back outside, and she comes to the door and she waits while I unlock it. It's completely uncut.
So apologies for the quick editing there. We cut off the very end of the magpie story rather abruptly. But that is the end of my conversation with Glynis. And you can hear, I hope you can hear, why I have I had to put this conversation in. You can feel the joy that Glynis has when she's connecting with the angels. You can feel the excitement and the fun that she has, and she conveys it to people who want to start and try and create their own angel art, and it just had to come from her. So I just think that this is wonderful, and really one of the ways that you can continue to feel this angelic energy is to buy one of the pictures for yourself. Glynis, her website is annahart.com. That's A-N-A-H-E-A-R-T, annahart.com. And she's got all of her paintings in a gallery there. You can look at and see who they are. You can see the messages that they have. She's got a wonderful book which has got paintings and some of the stories and the messages that came through. So if you go to connectingwithangels.com/speakers, you'll see the links to her website there. And the other, if you click her special offer, that is the postcards. That is the postcards with her images, some images from the other angelic artist, which is Everyday Angels, and the messages that I received when I was asking the angels who wanted to send a postcard. And they're all together, there's 10 of them, and you can keep these for yourself. And people, we got such amazing responses from these postcards of people just saying, oh my goodness, they were just making them take a minute out of their busy day. The messages are only a minute long. The pictures are beautiful. The messages seemed appropriate. So the chance to own that for yourself, you can now have that. So I just wanted to thank Glynis for allowing me to use her art, for allowing me to use her voice and that conversation. You know, we must respect people's privacy in their connection. This is a very private relationship that we each have with the angels. We'll all feel it in a different way. And I'm just grateful that you were able to hear the special relationship that she has, that is able to capture this image, this angelic essence and image down on paper. So that was the last speaker call in our telesummit, and feels quite sad to be bringing this event to a close. We have decided that we will do a bonus call on Monday at the same time, because there's so many questions that you have been asking, particularly on the webcast, that we haven't managed to answer. So we're pulling a panel together. The people in the spa, the spiritual sanctuary and spa, that is Pam, that is Saxon, that is myself, that is Christine and Andrea. And we will be there to answer the questions. So join us on Monday if you've got any more questions. If not, just this is the last speaker, and I just want to thank you so much. Your presence has been so important in this event. It's not just about the speakers sharing their information with you. It's around you turning up, you bringing your energy, your light, and creating this angelic bubble of energy all around the world. And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful that I received the message from Jophiel to create this event in the first place. And I'm grateful for all the angelic assistance I've had in bringing the right speakers together, in getting all the material out to you, and in just finding the inspiration to ask the right questions from everyone. So thank you from the depths of my heart. Thank you. And I'm sure we'll do another one of these sometime. Okay, bye-bye now.